Hi, I'm Mike.
Hi, I'm Dolly, and we're getting drunk with buds.
Do you want to get drunk with buds?
Oi, oi!
I want to get drunk with buds.
Oi, oi!
We are getting drunk with buds.
Oi, oi!
Before we get into the rest of the episode, please like and subscribe to our podcast on your podcast listening platform. Give us a 5-star. It helps us to get discovered. You can also follow us on every social media platform at Drunk with Buds Podcast. Give us a shout out. Message us. We may feature you in a future episode. You can also buy us a beer. Bruce, tell them about our premium subscribers.
You know, your buddy at the bar, sometimes you just buy him a beer. Why don't you do the same for us? Support us. Buy a beer on the show. We'll shout you out. As easy as that, $5 a month, you can do that. Everyone can buy someone a beer once a month.
Check out our merchandise on Teespring. You can find our link in the show notes. We've got all kinds of merch on the including on there, including shirts, hoodies, glassware, and stickers. The link is in our show notes. We will be revamping our merchandise soon, so keep a lookout for that. Also, be sure to check out the UPS store on State Road 23 in Ironwood for printing, copying, shipping, notary, and Amazon drop-offs. They are good friends of the pod and help us out. They will help you out. That's the UPS store on State Road 23 in Ironwood in South Bend, Indiana.
Oi, oi. Welcome, everybody, to Drunk with Buds, a show about trying new beers with some friends and having discussions you would normally have at a bar. As always, we get all of our beer information from the Untapped app. That's
UNTAPPD.
You can now follow the show on there at Drunk with Buds.
I am your host, Blase, and I'm here with Honer.
Hello.
Bruce the Beer Bandit.
Hello.
And today we have a special guest. They just dropped a brand new app called The Bar Book, where you can figure out your flavor profile on all your favorite spirits. The app just dropped this week on iOS, and you can catch it next week on Android. Thank you for joining us, Dolly and Mike, from The Bar Book.
Hey, guys.
Thank you for having us.
Today we have three delicious beers to try.
We got Urban Artifacts Resh. Now, I don't know if you guys know or follow the show at all, but Urban Artifacts, one of our favorite breweries. They're out of Cincinnati, Ohio.
Yeah, that's close to home for me.
Yes. Woo! Have you ever been there?
I have actually never been there, but I've got to call my brother now and ask him about it because, he goes to Cincinnati all the time.
Yeah, they're some of the best beers we have ever had. We frequently have them on here.
Yep.
And this one is Resh Urban Artifact, sour fruited, 7.5% ABV, not available IBU. There's 542 check-ins only for 3.79 out of 5. Urban Artifact, microbrewery, Cincinnati, Ohio. Style guide says, American fruit tart with mango and passion fruit. Tart, fruity, mango, crisp, and aromatic.
All right, everybody, take your first sips and tell us what you think.
Are you guys huge? Do you guys like sours at all, Mike and Dolly?
So, yeah, I do. Depending on the flavors of the sour.
How about delicious?
So I don't like sours and I don't like mango. So this is going to be really interesting.
Ooh, did you try it yet?
If only it was a brown ale.
I just sipped it. Like I said, I'm not a big fan of sours, like sour anything, even to include like candy. But I can taste, this is mango forward to me, and this is not one that I would go out of my way to drink.
Is this salty to anyone else? This was kind of salty this time.
Yeah, I get that.
So, but you know what? So before Mike answers, I like to cook and I don't like to waste anything. So I'm trying to think about the time I spent in Europe. I think that would be good if you turned it into almost like a shandy almost and mixed a Sprite or ginger ale with it.
Okay, I can see that.
Yeah, that sounds
for
good.
A summer drink. For a summer drink, I think that could work.
And put a pickle spear in it.
Ooh. This is not the rye. This is not the rye.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Pastrami with Bry.
All right. Yeah. Mike, what are your thoughts about this?
Mango's not my favorite. I do love the passion fruit in it. I do love sours. This one's okay. I can drink it. Mm-hmm. It's not the first thing I'm grabbing for, but I did look up this brand as you guys kind of mentioned it. And, I'm interested to try more.
Oh, some of our 5-star bangers have been from Urban Artifact. That's our tried and true
Oh yeah,
place to go.
They got a Dragons with dragon fruit, and that's my favorite. So good.
The very first brewer we ever interviewed was from Urban Artifact. So shouts out.
Nice.
And that was an Urban Artifact episode where we were trying some of their experimental ones.
Oh yeah,
Bloody Mary beer, pickle beer, and a PB&J beer, I think.
Yeah, and after this interview, they deleted our number and never talked to us again.
No, they played it. They put our episode on their radio. They also have a radio station there, and they played our episode for us on the radio.
Oh yeah,
well, that's cool.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
Yeah, that's real cool.
Passion fruit. It's tart. I wish it was actually a little bit tartar. And I wish that the mango or the passion fruit was a little bit more forward, but it's very delicious, and I wish it was summery. I think I would like it more of a
So
hot.
Did you say you want tartar in it, tartar sauce?
I want more tart meatness in
it. What the fuck?
No, you're just making up words, bro.
That's how words are made.
You make them up.
So true. So true.
Honer, what about you? Do you like this?
I don't love it. It's good though. I think the saltiness is making me like kind of what the hell. It's
thirstier.
It's a goze tasting.
Yeah. It does goza. Feel like goze. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm with you though. Like,
oh, I guess I was done.
Oh, I'm sorry.
So I think the mango could be better, but the passion fruit, you know, I'm usually a fan of both, but it's not collaborating for me, and I'm not listening.
And then he went on to say nothing. All right.
I know. I just wanted to tell you to shut up.
I'm with you though. I'm not a mango person.
I certainly hope you're human.
Ah, funny jokes on this one. I do like it though. Like it's very easy to drink, and I love a sour. Like it's my favorite type of beer. And so I would pick this up, even a six pack. I think I even though I'm like not a mango guy, passion fruit is okay. Mixed together, it's not bad. Not a bad drink. But let's get into our very first segment.
Who?
What?
When?
Where?
Why?
And how?
All right, so this segment is where we sit you guys down and we ask you hard-hitting questions that make you question your whole life. Are you guys ready?
Ready.
All right, first one. Who are you?
Who am I, Mike?
Well, the voice on the other end of the line is my beautiful wife and co-founder of the bar book, Dolly. And I am Mike, the tag along who kind of helped put this thing together, but she's the brains behind the operation for sure. Duty, so I'm really not sure what I do here.
Can you explain what the bar book is to someone who hasn't dove into it yet?
Yeah, perfectly. So the bar book is a mobile app that matches the flavors that a person likes with the alcohols that share those same flavors. So you like or don't like a beer, just like kind of what we're doing now, rate that on the app. And then the app is going to start suggesting, you know, beers or spirits that fit that same kind of flavor profile that you like, and then kind of, you know, help you find others. Really does a lot for, you know, smaller craft breweries and distilleries that can't afford those big marketing dollars and get out there and get their names, you know, heard, like, you know, a Buffalo Trace or a Budweiser.
So did you have a lot of instant collaboration with the beer companies and the wine companies and, you know, the spirits or?
It's just liquors, right?
No, it's liquors, it's spirits, it's beer, seltzers, everything but wine. We even have the mixers. I mean, if you look on there and go under mixers, you'll find apples, oranges, lemons, limes, things like that. But to answer also, your original question, you go ahead.
Oh, sorry, Mike. You'll also find non-alcoholic options as well. We want to pay attention to the market and please as many people as possible. And if you remember, there are a lot of people who do the dry Januaries or the dry Octobers or, you know, just want to cut back on their drinking. So we want this app to be friendly for everybody, regardless of how much you want to drink.
Yeah, so as far as the brands go, when we started, you know, building this, we went from what we knew first, right? We started with the brands that we tried, that we liked, and just started building them, you know, into our database of flavors. and starting adding them. And then usually we'll send an email to those companies right after we build their brand in and say, hey, we built your stuff on the bar book. Here's the flavors we used. Here's a link. Tell us what you think. Did we get something wrong? Should we correct something? You got something new you want us to add? Whatever it may be. Because our goal is to represent their brand effectively, because your flavors, you know, it is only good as the information they give us. So yeah, we definitely need their collaboration and support as we go forward.
So how long was the app in production?
Gosh, it's been a year total. And that's from, you know, starting the initial scratches on pieces of paper and having the conversations. Dolly tells the story better than I do, but you know, of how we started. But yeah, it's been a year. So sweetheart, if you want to tell them that.
Oh, well, thank you, sweetheart. No, so the reason why we discovered or created this app is because we realized there was a gap in the market. So when Michael and I met, I used to be a really big wine drinker, didn't know anything about spirits. When he, you know, he knew a lot about spirits, but didn't know a lot about wine. And so I'm like, okay, well, I know that I can go to the Google store or the Apple store and I can, you know, find some app that's going to help me figure out what type of wine I like. Why can't I find an app that does that for a combination of spirits and beer? And so we just started talking about it. I was like, this would be a great product. It would reach a huge market, you know, from the person just, you know, starting out in college. I'm not encouraging underage drinking, but, you know, starting out in college to, you know, older, you know, the population who has a little bit more money to spend, right? So they can try a little bit higher end brands. And so we kind of put our heads together and it was like, hey, baby, create this app. And Michael took the idea and he ran with it. And here we are today.
That's pretty awesome. Do you have job openings on taste testing, all this stuff?
Well, sure, taste testing is friends and family.
Oh, so I'm in, right? So I'm both, right? Friend and family.
You're in.
Well, you're definitely in, because I don't know if you know this, but, you know, Michael grew up in Indiana. So what we should do is the next time that we travel back there, meet up with you guys and we can do a tasting with you guys and, you know, move it forward.
I have one better idea. Why don't you see if you can schedule it when we're at a festival and then promote your app while you're at our tent
with multiple breweries,
all around us.
Oh, we're in. Send us a date.
You guys plan on doing some events and festivals like that?
We do. Actually, what's so funny is that our app just came out on the Apple Store yesterday. And so we were actually in D.C. For a whiskey walk. So it was a whiskey walk with 8 different bars. And so we made sure that we were at the first bar. So when people checked in for the whiskey walk, the next sign they saw was the bar book. And we got to talk to them about the bar book and have them download the app. And Michael was very proactive to where the whiskeys that were being featured on the whiskey walk were the first ones that you saw on the bar book yesterday. So people could rate and start, you know, working on the app and using the app for their pleasure.
That's very smart.
Well, our biggest festival that we have is called Hops and Coaster Drops. And there's about, I think they said 4,500 people last year went. And then afterwards you get to ride all the rides and stuff for free. So it's that amusement park.
I would love that. And I would need you guys to do some peer pressure because Michael refuses to ride roller coasters.
Well, they're all wooden coasters. So you don't go upside down or anything like that. So you're safe.
How that works?
Yeah. Well, after, you know, trying, you know, several different breweries, I think I'd be ready to ride anything.
All right.
What do you think some of the best liquors are? Like, what are your favorite liquors to drink?
Or cocktails.
Michael, you want to go first?
Gosh. Or cocktails.
Yeah, I'll go first. So when you start with, I'll go beer, liquor, the whole nine yards. So beer for me, typical day, I keep IPAs in the fridge. I love the hazier, juicier, fruitier IPAs. Not the big piney, you know, flavors. They'll work, but they're not my favorites. So that's kind of when I'm thinking about it, you know, like day-to-day beer. But nothing beats a summertime on a beach having a Corona. I'm, you know, Sorry, with a that's lime. Just where I'll go if I'm on a beach. Yeah, with a lime. But if we go to spirits, I am a big bourbon drinker. I love bourbon, pretty much a connoisseur from all over, trying different ones and different flavors. And I am learning tequila. Dolly was a tequila fan and my influence, and she has been teaching me tequila. So awesome. Yeah, if I'm doing a bourbon, I love a, there's some local stuff. There's a Bowman Brothers that's down the road here in Virginia that I'll kind of keep regularly at the house. And then, you know, if I'm splurging a little bit, just because it's DC and it's harder to get, I'll go for a, you know, a Weller's as kind of my higher end drink.
Hey, Dolly, I know you say you're not much of a sour fan, but now that I know that you're a tequila fan, we had one from San Diego called Ticacito, and it was a sour that was aged in tequila barrels.
Oh, yeah, dude.
So that might turn your opinion on sours.
That would be a tough assignment. That would be tough.
It tasted kind of like tequila.
I've tried other things that have been aged in tequila barrels, and it hasn't been good. So.
Yeah, I don't
but
like.
I'll trust you if you tell me to try it.
I wouldn't trust him. I mean, honestly, when you try,
it scored well on our
see,
show.
For me, I don't like tasting the barrel, and whether it be tequila or whatever, it just. I can't get over the barrel flavor. It just gets me. I don't like it at all.
Well, no, what I was going to say, though, you know, not tasting the barrel or liking the taste of the barrel's got to match the flavors, right, of whatever has been aged in it. You know, that's why, like, if you have a bourbon that's been aged in a Cabernet barrel, like, that's usually really good, or in a port barrel, right, because the flavors and the sugars and stuff kind of match with each other. The reason why I said I think that would be kind of a tough assignment for me is that sours are so sour to me, and to me in the tequila I love the agave, like especially like a reposado, and I don't know how that type of barrel would match with a sour, if that makes sense.
True.
When taking a tequila shot, do you use salt and lime, or do we do it just straight? Because this is a debate usually at the bar.
Straight.
Oh, salt and lime. I like it just because it gives you a little bit of like of a what's it called, like a task. You know what I mean? Like, oh, let's go.
I'm doing more.
Yeah, I'm like, woo, getting party.
Getting your hand dirty and then touching things.
Yeah, loving it. Loving my life.
So
it's a part of my culture.
So Dolly said straight.
I prefer it straight over the other ways.
And it's got to be chilled. Don't give me warm tequila.
Yeah, I agree with that. Mike, what about you?
No, I'm doing the salt and the lime. I'm, you know, if I'm doing a straight shot, it's probably not top shelf, and I need something to kill that on the back end.
Me and Mike are doing salt and lime, and you guys are doing straight to the
I'm doing salt and lime as well.
Mike, is the lime in Dolly's mouth?
Oh,
that can work too.
Hey, my mom might listen to this. You can't say that now. Mike, if you want me to hold the lime for you, I will. Anytime, baby.
All right. Do you guys want to say anything else about the bar book before we finish this segment?
I would just say, hey, we are starting out. This is the prototype, the very beginning of this coming on the App Store. We're super excited about getting to this point. Stay tuned because it's coming out on Android, on the Google Play Store very soon. So, you know, keep in touch. Stay tuned to what's going on. And we can't wait to share and show you what's next down the road.
Absolutely. And all of us here at Druckle Buds are downloading it now. So we're going to try it out.
Well, I can't, but I will.
Next week, Phil.
We'll be downloading it, and we'll be looking for our logo on there.
Yeah, we got you.
All right. What did you guys think of this beer? The what is it called?
Resh.
The Resh from Urban Artifact.
0 to 5.
I'll go first.
Who's going first?
Ladies go first. Hey, I gave it a 1. I've already poured it out. I don't like it.
Wow.
I don't like sours, and I don't like mango. Like, that's like a nightmare that someone would bring me a sour and mango at the same time. Like,
You didn't even give it a third strike, though.
No. Sometimes when you know, you know.
Yeah,
true.
Mike, what about you?
I'll give it two and a half, three, somewhere in that ballpark. It's good. Mango's not my choice flavor for a sour, but I do like sours. I do like that it's tart. All those things kind of fit. He said, I would prefer if this was just straight passion fruit versus mango. But yeah,
yeah.
I think they have one of those.
I need to try more from this brand.
Probably.
Yeah, I would give it a 2.75. This is not one of my, this is not one of the better ones from them. I don't know, dude. It's that salt. The saltiness in it for me is just killing it. And I like mango and passion fruit, but it's just so salty to me.
All right. Bruce.
I give it a 3.5. I do taste the mango, as I said, and I do taste the passion fruit, and it's a little bit salty, and none of that bothers me. What bothers me, well, why it didn't get a bigger score like normal Urban Artifacts, is that I feel like it's all the tastes are muted. It's not as explosive of the taste of the real fruit, which is what they're known for. They pack and pack it with just real fruit.
I think it's
usually
because
you have a fruit explosion here.
I feel
here,
like they put two in there. So it just
feels a little muted. If you were ever to grab some, I would recommend starting with the Gadget. Blackberry and raspberry put together, they make it all year round. It's one of the few all year round ones. If you like a blackberry and a raspberry.
Or Spyglass.
Spyglass that is good, but then favorite. That's salty though. Dude.
Lemon tart.
But I do like that one though.
That's,
I think
that's
they
the Sprite.
Do it right.
That's
yeah.
a beer Sprite. If that you one, like Sprite, yeah. that's what it tastes like.
That one they made very damn good.
I will tell you guys that I'm going to go after this show's over. I'm going to go build Urban Artifact on the app so that we've got their brand represented on there. But I'm going to try more. So I'm calling yes. my brother and asking for a sampler sent my way.
Yeah, I wonder if he's been there.
And Dolly, just so you know, so you can feel better about drinking these sours, every single one of their sours is made in a church.
Oh, okay. Well, geez, thanks.
Well, I would say that they use real fruit, though, like thousands of pounds of fruit, like in their batches.
Perfect,
and
stuff. Yep.
It's no artificial
now
flavors.
I'm imagining all these monks making this sour now. So now you're going to give me guilt, and now I'm going to have to try it again. That was really good.
They're like singing hymns and stuff.
Yes.
I'm not joking. It is all produced in church. Yeah. They bought a huge church.
Well, that would be cool.
Church.
Yeah. I'm going to give this a 3.5. Like I said, I don't like mango and passion fruit, but I still enjoyed this. So that enough is good enough to give it a decent score.
Yes, sir.
All right, let's move on to our very first ad.
Looking for a cool craft beer bar? Hop Station Craft Bar has over 30 rotating taps and hundreds of bottles and cans to enjoy. They also do can purchases for carryout. Not a fan of beer? Well, you're in luck because they have a unique cocktail menu as well. So come enjoy the arcade games, dart boards, and the pool table. Oh, did we forget to mention the food? Whether you want street tacos or delicious pizza, you can't go wrong. With the outdoor patio, it won't be hard for you to find the perfect spot to relax. So head down to Hop Station, the number one craft beer bar in Indiana. You'll find them on 318 Union Street, Mishawaka, Indiana. Where's the beat at?
I just missed
the beat's dropping now I'm singing along like I'm chilling with my mans in a chilling bong. I don't know what's happening, but I'm making it happen, man. I'm doing this shit, and I'm on the bar book, and I'm reading it. I'm studying it, it's studying me, cause it's finding what I want, and it means to me a lot to me. Yeah, hey.
No comprende, no say, understand.
The bar book knows me better than me. The bar book knows me better than me. Juice World X Kid Leroy Type 24 Fragile Knicks on YouTube.
We are back, Badardians. We are here with the bar book app creators, Mike and Dolly. Let's get on to our next beer.
Bluebird Bitter, Constant Brewing Company, Bitter Session Ordinary, 3.6 ABV with no listed IBUs. It's got an average score of 3.53 over 14,000 check-ins. Constant Brewing Company is a microbrewery out of Coniston, Cumbria, England. We got an export going on here. The style guide says 3.6 on a cask, 4.2 on a bottle. It's quite simply a wonderful beer, exceedingly pale, with just a hint of color in its cheeks from the dash of crystal malt, not meth. It has massive orange fruit aroma from the challengers, balanced by a biscuity malt. Juicy malt and tart hops vie for attention in the mouth, while the finish is tart and hoppy, but well balanced by a creamy malt. The bitterness rating is substantial, 36 to 38. The tangy fruit lingers on the back of the tongue until it develops a hint of orange liqueur. It should taste bitter, light-bodied, smooth, malty, and fruity. What does everyone think?
I don't think I've ever had an English ale from England. Is that where you said it's from?
Yes, yeah, it's from England, and this is an ESB.
Yep. Oh, yes. I thought so, because...
ESB.
Yeah, English-style bit.
Extra bit. extra it means what? Extra bitter.
Yeah,
But when they say that, it's never bitter.
Yeah. I mean, this is... It definitely tastes like an ESB, which Frank the Tank is the one that introduced us to that, I believe. And I love ESBs. They're England, bro. I don't know. I don't know how to describe it, but it's like you're literally tasting England, bro.
History.
Yeah. I think I have to disagree with Untappd here. And they're like, oh, it's super hoppy and it's going to be really bitter. And it's
dry as hell.
And it's just, it's mellow. I'll give them that.
It's refreshing. It's a crisp drink and I'm liking it now.
How about our guests? What do you guys think?
Ooh. It's bitter to me. So this is what I'll say about this. It's to me, this tastes like an English ale. In a life a long, long time ago, I was in the army, so I spent a lot of time in Europe. So this tastes exactly what I remember English ales tasting like. And I think it matches the flavor profile that you read. Is this one of the beers that I would reach for? No, but it is. This is exactly... I think this is exactly what it is advertised to be, if that makes sense.
Yes, it does.
Oh, yeah.
Michael.
Yeah, so I would 100% agree. It's exactly what you read. It's exactly what you think it is. No real surprises here. I can take it or leave it. It's okay. I think if I'm drinking this, I'm sitting in a pub. And I think I'm enjoying it. You know, I think it takes you to a place, you know, the whole English, you know, thought process and environment and history and all the things you guys are saying, it takes you to that place. But I don't picture this as my back porch beer.
Okay. Right.
This would have been perfect. So like yesterday, when one of the bars that we were at, when we got there, there was a rugby game on between England and Ireland.
Yeah.
This would have been perfect for that.
Yes. Bruce over here used to play rugby.
That's right. 20 years of it.
That's a rough
sport.
And
you still all have your wits about you. That's impressive.
Not really.
I mean, I, when the temperature drops, my knees hurt.
So do you, to your knees.
Hey.
Zing.
All right, let's move on to our very next segment.
Yeah, hit it. Die by review, die by review, die by review. One star, two, three star, four, maybe a couple of fives. Die by review, die by review, die bar. Review. Die Bar Reviews is where I read 1 through 5 star reviews for dive bars I'll probably never visit. All right, let's do this thing. Today we're digitally visiting Skybox in Richmond, Virginia, formerly known as District 5. So these reviews are for District 5, though, because it just changed its name, I guess. You guys ever been there?
Yes, we have.
Yeah, we've actually been there, and I'm laughing. I don't want to get sued or anything, but I'm laughing that it makes sense that they just changed their name. you know, the whole under new management thing, maybe they're trying not to be a quote-unquote dive bar anymore.
It did look a little nicer with the skybox, but I think that happened in February 15th. So I think it was
after Valentine's Day?
I think it was like recent.
Okay.
I didn't look too far.
Oh my gosh! That means the last time we were there was like the last week that it was still District 5.
Yeah, so we have to tell you this funny story. So their bartenders were great. Like they, you know, we liked our drinks. You know, they were out of a lot of things that they're supposed to have on tap. They were out of. But as we sat there, we got there early, and it was a NFL playoff game, And we were wondering why this bar was so empty. And then around 8 o'clock, as people started walking in for the next game, we noticed they were patting down everybody. And so I like to talk a lot. And so I went up to the manager and was like, what's going on here? Why are you patting down people? And they literally had a shooting there like 3 weeks before.
Oh,
dang.
Did that make the reviews?
No.
You know, that happens a lot up here.
Shootings?
Is it really?
Yeah. South Bend, Indiana.
Or pat downs.
Yeah. So I was going to say, it did seem kind of all these reviews kind of fit that, where it's just like, it didn't seem like a good spot. But we'll see what they said.
No, I was saying it just really was crazy. I can't remember which game we were trying to watch. And we tried to go into three other bars that were packed. And then when we got to District 5, I mean, we walked in and got seated immediately.
And nobody there.
Nice. There's no beer.
Yeah, yeah.
All right, so Yolup starts us off with a one star, says, was turned at the door away for wearing athletic shorts and told me to come back in anything but athletic shorts or sweatpants. I unfortunately don't own anything other than those items due to not having any money and being stuck wearing the same hand-me-downs I wore in high school 6 years ago. Was there less than 30 seconds and was by far the worst experience I've ever had at any establishment.
But you didn't go in, so you didn't experience it.
True.
Sounds like he was homeless.
I was going to say, I mean, you know, it sounds like he kind of hit a rough patch, but I mean, if you got money for beer, you might be able to get some clothes. Just at least one outfit.
Is this the type of place that they could, like, turn you away because you're wearing gym shorts or sweatpants?
Bro, a lot of these reviews, yes. A lot of people that turned
out. Which is so funny because the night we were there, there were a lot of, Richmond obviously has VCU and there's other colleges around in the area. And so all the girls that walked in, you know, under the age of 25, it's freezing outside and they barely have on any clothes. Like, I was laughing because I'm older. And like, I remember those days where you pick being cute over being warm.
Oh,
right.
Yeah.
The guys, I guess they would turn them away, Mike, right? For sweatpants and stuff.
I didn't pay attention to what they turned them away for, but I could see that. I mean, I don't know that I necessarily saw anybody in there in gym shorts and a t-shirt kind of thing.
Yeah.
Nobody was obviously dressed up. I mean, jeans and a t-shirt was kind of normal.
Baby, yeah. Those girls were dressed up for college. You know, anytime you can have, you know.
You know what? I always,
everything hanging out.
I always learned that at a younger age. My dad was always like, dress for comfort or warmth. Don't dress to impress, basically. Because, mm-hmm. Like, if it's cold out, motherfucker, wear a coat. You know?
Yeah,
like,
no. Yes. Those girls,
wear a coat.
Those girls were freezing.
Yeah,
freezing. You could tell by the way they walked in.
Yeah, I've known some people that have chosen how they look over outside. Like, my fiance sometimes will wear, like, something nice, and it's like, you're not going to bring a coat? She goes, I'll be fine. Then she's shivering the whole time. And then finally we get inside. She's fine. It's like, really? You could have just wore a coat or something like that. Like, come on now.
Yeah, no. It messes up the outfit. Like, Mike and I go out for date nights.
Yeah.
That's why we have to do the Ubers. And you have to pick me up right at the door because I'm going from one door to the next. Like, we don't have time to put coats on.
Right. Yeah. You're not going to be outside for too long. I get that.
Right.
All right. Yeah. So next up, we got Athena Sicario. Two star says, this place is nice to watch sports and drink. That's pretty much it. It's loud. Not much as far as atmosphere. Lots of TVs, an L-shaped bar, and some seating along the wall. A DJ, but not the best if you have anxiety or don't like a hectic environment. Not very vegan friendly at all. They have fries.
Well, first off, the first thing I got from that is she sounds like she's like a Mexican cartel enforcer. Athena Sicario.
She did sound like a badass, right?
Don't mess with her.
I don't even know what to do with bar. That.
So this place
is a sports bar.
Sports bar now, yeah.
Oh, now it's a sports bar?
At least it was at District 5. I mean, District 5 was nothing more. So when you walk in, I'll give you the kind of the pictures if you can't visually see it with anything you looked up. You walk in, there's this big grain bin thing by the door that gives you the idea that it could have been a brewery at some point.
Yeah.
You know, kind of, you know, something similar to that, like set up like even a, you know, a brewer vat sitting there, right? So you get this idea that you're walking into some sort of bigger brewery establishment. It's huge. Lots of seating, lots of space. But that review is right. There's lots of wall seating, lots of booths on the wall, lots of seats at the bar, and that's kind of it. Under District 5, it kind of had its kind of lost identity, but it was a sports bar, plenty of TVs. So if you wanted to watch a game and get a beer, you're going to get wings, fries, burgers, bar food, a beer, and lots of sports. That's what it is.
Yeah, I'm not going to lie, though. Some of the food looks really damn good on these pictures posted.
Yeah, I think we were happy with the food. I mean, we ended up getting wings, and I mean, we got like maybe we ordered 4 or 5 dishes, if I remember, because we were there for a pretty long time. I don't remember complaining about the food. What I remember specifically is it was just a great place to, if you just wanted to watch a game, because there were TVs everywhere, like that reviewer said, but then it was just great people watching. And then, you know, the fear of God comes over you when you realize, okay, why are they patting people down? Where the hell did Michael just bring me to, right? And then as I'm Googling, as we're going back to the hotel, I'm like, hey, did you know? Like, they were shocked. Like, because we kept seeing, oh, that was the other thing, around the bar, we kept seeing police officers, like, drive around in their cars. Mike, do you remember that?
Yeah. As a matter of fact, somewhere in the back alley behind it, they actually had the lights flashing and there was something going on behind it. Not necessarily tied to it, but back in that neighborhood. So, you know, it definitely wasn't, we're not from Richmond. We were visiting. It's close to us. I mean, it was somewhere we were hanging out, but we just didn't realize we were in that kind of neighborhood, I guess.
But it makes for a great story.
Oh, so, absolutely. Yeah. All right. So next up, we got kind of a story. I don't know what this is. So sit back, enjoy your ESB for a little bit. We got Nina Patillo with the 3-star says, cool Carrington bar, formerly Martini Kitchen. Nice space, decent drink selection and preparation. Good music and chill vibes are what you can expect when making District 5 a stop on your bar hopping route. LOL. Hadn't been in a while, so let...
I'm sorry, did she say Martini Bar?
It said formerly Martini Kitchen. So I wonder, I don't know if this was like years ago that this review happened. I never look at the years.
Okay.
This one's hadn't been in a while, so last night was cool. Met some new and interesting people. The only thing I don't like is that more people closer to my age, between 35 and 45-year-olds, don't really hang out there on a Saturday night, as far as I can see. I emoji. Oh, well, no big deal, as we can't always have it all. Thinking emoji, winky face. And I'm okay with that. The people that were there kept my attention and I enjoyed my night. I can see myself back here again soon as I make my way to continuously explore this side of town. Martini drink, music, dancing emojis, and laughing face. Ooh. She was loving those emojis.
Yeah, so it is, I'll give you that. She's spot on that it is a younger, it's a college bar. It's a sports bar, it's a college bar, right? If you're, you know, if you're on the higher end in your age bracket and you're looking to go there and hang out, that's probably not where you're going.
Right.
Or you're going there because you're a creeper.
Oh, shit. Or you like to get patted down.
I'm here for the pat downs.
All right. Kiki B with the 3-star says, they may need to change up their music selection. The crowd is always deep and I love the fun energy. Just change the music and make the drinks a bit better. Could use some work on that, but overall, it's pretty dope.
Overall.
3-star is pretty good, I guess.
You guys reading these reviews, Michael's going to roll his eyes because I'm going to say, hey, we're going to have to take a road trip back down to Richmond because I got to see what this place is now.
You guys see the skybox.
Yeah.
Maybe it's even better.
Yeah, back, I guess.
Yeah, make sure when you go in there, you're like, we only came back because of drunk a bud.
Yeah, and I got to leave my pocket knife.
No, baby, I wear sweatpants. Have the pocket knife.
And don't wear sweatpants.
You know,
yes.
Unless they're gray.
Yeah, maybe you guys should try to just walk in there in sweatpants.
Yeah. Well, I don't even own sweatpants, so I can't even do that.
Oh, man. I love sweatpants. They're so comfy. All right. So we got Kelsey Montgomery with a 1-star says, my husband and I went here in August, and let's say that their servers steal tips from you. I didn't leave a tip this time only because we were overcharged for our salad, which should have been half the price considering they weren't yet serving dinner. And I didn't bother saying anything about the salad since it was getting late and they were super busy. But that doesn't give the servers the right to steal from me. And it was a hassle getting my money back to my card from the general manager. No, we will not. Wait, what did I say? Yeah. No, we will not ever be returning to this thievery restaurant. Never, ever.
Next on,
yeah, I don't know that it's thievery. I would tell you that it, just from experience, I think it's they're young bartenders and waitresses and waiters, and yeah, if you didn't speak up while you were there, then I don't know what to tell you. Right. I mean, I'm not defending the place at all. I don't know it. I don't own it. You know, whatever. But I just can't imagine that, based off our experience here, I can't imagine that that was intentional.
All right. We got Crystal Claiborne with a 5-star says, the steak egg rolls were the best I've had in a long time. The drinks were a hit or miss. Service was knowledgeable and attentive without being overbearing. Loved all the space. It was crowded, but we didn't feel like we were sitting on top of people. That's good.
Yeah, that's nice. I like that.
Yeah, you didn't feel like you were sitting on top of people because there's no one in there.
Oh. Damn. Because they're getting pushed away for their shoes.
Because everybody wants to wear sweatpants.
All right, Brianna.
That is the style now.
Brianna Fremont with a 1-star ends it off saying, if I could leave no stars, I certainly would. My fiance and I came here out of town because we heard great things, and he got turned away because of his shoes? I'm sorry, but he had very nice shoes that I picked out.
Thanks, mommy.
So I'm kind of curious what kind of shoes he had. I wish you would have just took a picture of the shoes and attached it to it. That would have been great. All right, so if you're ever in Richmond, Virginia, then check out Skybox, formerly known as District 5, I guess. I don't know, it was confusing, but these reviews were for District 5, so maybe Skybox is a whole nother beast. All right, go check it out for me because I probably never will. All right, back to you, Blase.
let's move on to our thoughts about this beer. You know, it's an ESB from England, imported into California, which we got our hands on. So thank you, Bruce, for that. Bruce, I'm going to ask you first. What did you think?
I liked it. I think it's a little, I don't want to say flat. It's a little bit more mellow than I thought it was going to be. I don't get as much as the fruity notes as they say that should be there, but everything else still hits. I do like it. So in the end, I'm going to come down with a, I'm going to give it a 3.5. I did like it a lot. I just didn't think it was great.
Yeah. I think for me, ESBs, I really enjoy them because they always make me feel like I'm drinking England, like I said earlier. And I don't know, to me, I've always wanted to go to England and actually have drinks from there. So if this is the closest thing I can get for right now, I think I really enjoy it. And for that reason, I'm giving it a 4. Ooh. Because I really enjoy ESBs every time I have them.
Awesome. Mike, what did you think?
So, you know, Bruce, you and I, our palates are aligned. I think I'm kind of with the pack on this. This is kind of a 3.5-ish, you know, kind of middle of the road kind of beer for me. It's good. I like it. A little muted. Yeah, I'm okay with it. Take it or leave it. I'm not going to go, you know, search this thing out everywhere I find it. But, you know, if I find it, I'll definitely have it.
Nice.
Dolly.
I'm not with the pack because it's just me, and I know I'm difficult. And yeah, you're probably wondering to yourself, why is Michael even married to me? But I would probably rate this like a 2. Like I said earlier, it is what it says it is. If I'm watching the rugby game, I can see me doing this just, you know, to be part of the crowd, but it's not a beer that I'm going to seek out.
How about you, Bri?
Yeah, I think it's average as well. I'm not a big ESB guy as well, but it's smooth to drink. I think I agree with you guys though that when you do drink it, you do get into that like England history. I don't know, just like that.
Yeah, that's what I love
old
about
style
it.
Kind of feel of it, but, I'd probably drink this at a pub, like an old style pub.
Hell yes, please.
Definitely be something that I order.
Please take me there.
3.5 for me. Let's hear from our second sponsor of the day.
Do you want to find a hidden gem in the Midwest craft beer scene? If so, your search is over. The Niles Brewing Company is a nano brewery that produces some of the finest craft beer in the Midwest, with several award-winning brews and more to come, thanks to the expertise of master brewer Brandon Townsley. Be sure to check Facebook and Instagram for updates on upcoming events. On Sundays, you can enjoy a delectable brunch collaborated with Jim's Smokin' Cafe from noon to 2 p.m., accompanied by Mimosa and Bloody Mary flight specials all day long. The brewery is located in Niles, Michigan, which features a social district downtown where patrons can enjoy their drinks outside on the sidewalk of Niles. For those seeking exceptional food, outstanding beers, and events that offer great company and entertainment, Niles Brewing Company is located at 206 East Main Street, Niles, Michigan, 49120. It is the ideal destination.
I'm flipping, I'm dipping, I'm eating this pancake on the side of the street. Now I'm looking at some meat, cause I'm really hungry. And I'm a carnivore, and I'm going to the carnival. Going all around the world, doing what I can when I do it, when I say it. I'm chilling, I'm doing this damn thing, man. And I'm watching my cat eat this fucking hat, and I'm loving it. Because she's so cute, and she's on Bar Book, so you should be too. Old school trumpet hip hop beat, hard freestyle rap, instrumental 2019, harmless beats on YouTube. Welcome back.
We are here with Mike and Dolly from the Bar Book, having a great old time drinking some average beers. But we hope that this next one will get the ratings that this show deserves. Who's got it?
Patriotic Pawpaw, we got JK's Farmhouse Cider. Cider, traditional 5% ABV. Only 784 check-ins for 3.91 out of 5. And JK's Farmhouse Ciders is a cidery in Flushing, Michigan. Style Guide says, JK's Scrumpy Cider, combined with the tropical flavors of the North American Pawpaw. Blood orange and basil, the complexity and the flavors really have no equal. Sweet, fruity, apple, tropical, floral.
All right, Dolly. You've had three misses so far. Okay. What do you think?
She liked the rye.
I like this one. Okay, I did like the first one, but, you know, but I do like this one. This is something that I would drink in the summertime, right?
Oh, my God, this is amazing. It's
fruity. It tastes really good with not being, to me, overly sweet. Kind of reminds me of kind of like an apple pie, almost. I don't know what a pawpaw is supposed to taste like.
I don't know.
I always thought pawpaw was my... I always thought Papa was my granddad, you know, so I'm not sure about that. But this I would definitely drink again.
I know what Mama tastes like. I just don't know what Papa.
What the?
I'll play.
Cigarettes and Old Spice.
Yeah, so I would say this is, I love the ciders that we get for the show. They're usually always up to par with this flavor right now. The Odd Brothers cider. Man.
Michigan, what is it? Yeah, about Michigan,
I know.
Ciders?
Michigan has those good ciders, bro.
They got them apple ciders.
But JK's Farmhouse Ciders, they also made another one called Michigan Cherries, and that was our top favorite of one of the beer fests we went to. It just blew everything out of the water. And then this one, they just keep it going because this is freaking phenomenal. And I'm not a cider guy usually. Like, you know, the only ones you can usually get are like what? Like, Mike's Hard Ciders and, you know,
Blake's.
Yeah, like just the regular ones that are just like hard and just don't taste as good as this.
Yeah. Mike, what do you think?
So I think this is dangerous. I'm a fan. I'm a big fan, actually. I like this a lot. I could picture this as, you know, going out to the orchards and, you know, having a few, whatever. There is absolutely no flavor to this that lets me know that this is any sort of alcohol.
Yes.
No beer, cider, no nothing flavor to this, too, where literally if my kids saw this on the counter, they would just drink it thinking it's, you know, this is the apple cider that we got from the, you know, orchard.
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah, no, this is dangerous. Plus, I imagine it sneaks up on you, and it is very good. I agree with Dolly on that, and you guys said, yeah, this is going to get a high rating from me.
I love it. It's juicy. It's got cidery. It's got a little bit of tartness that's coming from that pawpaw. It's really easy.
You don't even know pawpaw.
We've had some pawpaw sours on the show.
I don't think so.
Actually, the number one rated beer in Indiana was a sour called Pawpaw from Upland. But we didn't actually like that one, which was weird. Number one rated, but we didn't like it. But it's sour, but it's just enough tart and sweet without being dominant. It doesn't really dry the tongue that much, which is what you find with most ciders. I think it'd be good warm too, guys. I think we could warm this up on a fall crisp day and be in a happy town. How about you, Bri?
The American pawpaw is a small deciduous tree native to the eastern United States and southern Ontario, Canada, producing a large yellowish green to brown fruit. Crazy.
Thanks for that info. How about your thoughts on the
It looks like a ball sack on the camera. Whoa. Anyways, I have to say that I do enjoy this.
Ball sacks?
I have to agree with everything that Mike said, though. Like, it's so dangerous. Like, if a kid got a handle on this, they would just think that it's just like a cider, like a fruit juice or something. And it'd hit them right in the face, probably. But,
I'm asleep.
Yeah, it's very good, though. Very tasty. All right, let's move on to our last and final segment of the day. Whoa!
Yay.
All right, this is Top Shelf, where we take a category and give our top three things about that, our top three favorite about that category. Today's category is childhood cartoons. So cartoons from your childhood. Now, my childhood was in the 90s. So how do you guys want to start this? You guys want to start?
Let's go for the guess. Guess
first? Okay. Mike.
What's your number three?
We'll go from three to one. So your least favorite to favorite.
Oh, okay. So I'm a, you know, thinking 90s as well, but, you know, trouble a little further back. I'm going to say that probably three went, you know, because I didn't grow up with a lot of TV. So,
dude, answer the question.
I'm going to go with I love the Simpsons. That's going to be my three.
All right.
I got to do that one. Number two, I didn't watch it as much, but I love the cartoons, watching more reruns than originals, which was the He-Man cartoons.
Okay.
And then going back to my all time number one is going to be the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. Yeah.
Yes. That's a good one.
That is my favorite.
Okay. I feel like I should hang up right now because you guys, and I'm the only girl and yeah, really. Okay.
Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, that's a good one.
Woo!
I remember watching that as a kid.
Yeah,
that is. Cowabunga, I'm Pizza, and April O'Neil.
I had all the action figures.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Okay.
Dally, what about you?
I'm so feeling my age right now. Yeah, so I am not a child of the 90s. I am a child of the 80s, right? Woo-hoo! Late 70s.
Yeah.
Yeah, Michael married up. So what I'm going to say for my three, if you even remember these, number three is the Thundercats. I used to watch it every single day when I came home from school.
Yep.
Number two, because you couldn't do a Saturday without watching it, was Looney Tunes.
Nice.
I love Bugs Bunny and Coyote and all of that. And then my number one, because I have just great memories of watching it with my brother, are the old Scooby-Doos. Before they introduced Scrappy and before they introduced his stupid cousin, whatever his name was.
Scooby-Doo, the original ones.
Love them. Yes, I can still sing the theme song, which I won't, but I'm just saying, like, that is my favorite cartoon.
Where are you?
We got some work to do now.
Yeah.
We're all aspiring artists, that. Did you know?
Yeah, I can tell.
That's usually what the guests always say, like, oh, I didn't know I was going to be hearing some performances today. But we like to sing. Phil Honer.
Yeah, so I've got two. So, like, mine is, like, my childhood when I could, like, remember, not, like, my PBS shows, you know what I mean? Like, the shows that I actually enjoyed watching while they're on, like, Cartoon Network and shit. So I had Dragon Ball Z anime. We got Courage the Cowardly Dog and Johnny Bravo. Those were my favorite ones growing up.
Okay.
And then Dragon Ball Z, RIP to the creator, the manga creator. He just passed away recently.
R.I.P.
Love him. And then
so
my...
they done making them?
No, they're going to continue, but yeah. But my, then my actual, like, kid shows that I liked were Magic School Bus, Arthur, and Recess.
Okay. Oh, my gosh.
All right, so you got six.
Arthur's a good one. I remember watching that before school every morning.
Oh, yeah, so good.
And thinking, wow, this guy's a nerd, dude.
Well, he was.
Well, as long as you don't say Caillou, we're good.
Oh, my God. That's not my childhood. I'm 32, not...
It's all about Bluey 12. Nowadays.
Canadian bald kid.
Hated that kid. My niece and nephew would watch that, and I'm like, are you fucking kidding me, dude? Turn this off.
Yeah, Caillou was annoying. I'm going to go ahead and go first before Bruce, okay?
First before Bruce.
So third or fourth. My third would have to be Bobby's World from 1990. An imaginative 4-year-old escapes into his own world. I remember watching that show. Has anybody seen that one?
Yeah, dude. So,
I mean, it's past my time,
but that was actually one of the shows that I started watching when I started getting high with my friends. We turned it on, and it is one of the best shows to watch.
It's so good.
It's so good.
Was that Howie Mandel as the
No, he's the father.
Yes, that was before. The fist bumps.
And then you got Uncle Buck was the uncle, I think, also, right? I think he was.
Which is also a great movie.
Yeah. John Candy, yeah.
I
just remember always loving it. It's just a funny show.
It is really good.
My number two would be Doug.
That was a classic. I love that one, too.
Dolly, don't feel bad. I haven't gone yet.
Doug is about Doug Funny, who just moved to Bluffington with his parents and his sister. When he isn't playing with friends, Skeeter, I'm not gonna read that, but it's just about him being like a junior high kid and being like the nerd.
Yeah, I remember my sister watching it.
Yeah, it was great. Great show. Number one, you guys might have heard of this one, Rugrats.
Oh, who has?
Did 9 seasons and started in 1991. Tommy Pickle. I do want to get a tattoo of Tommy Pickle on me someday. I still plan on doing it.
Heck yeah.
I don't care what anyone says.
I will give Rugrats something.
What's so funny? Oh, sorry.
Go on.
I was going to say is that it's so funny because I grew up in a conservative household. We weren't allowed to watch Rugrats.
What? Why?
Because I have no idea.
Because the children.
I've never seen it.
Because the babies. The babies were able to think for themselves.
They're rebellious.
Oh.
Exactly.
And the babies, the creator of Rugrats was a huge Doctor Who fan. You can see different things throughout all the seasons of Doctor Who. They had little Daleks in the background. And
oh, really?
They used a screwdriver to get out of things and stuff like that. It's
that's awesome.
I didn't know that. Yeah,
I didn't even recognize that.
But no, I always liked Tommy Pickles because he was like a leader.
I get it. He was like Leonardo.
He's like he's the doctor. He uses the screwdriver. He leads the whole thing. He's the smartest one of the group.
Yeah, true.
And he had Ginger best friend, his companion.
I remember watching the Rugrats movie with you, Phil.
I remember that too,
back
brother.
In the day. And then we bought the soundtrack. We would sing it together.
Yeah, that was a great time.
Phil and I are brothers.
Yeah.
But
we finally revealed it to them.
But yeah.
Dun, dun, dun.
Phil was more of a Chucky. I was a Tommy Pickle.
You're more of an Angelica.
I was both. All right, Bruce, what do you got?
All right, so Dolly, so you don't have to feel old. I'm just as old as you. I'm a child of the 70s and 80s. I'm not a millennial. I am a Gen Xer. So my third favorite is Scooby-Doo, Where Are You?
Classic.
That's right.
It's a great show.
That's right.
The newer episodes.
No, the older episodes were Harlem Globetrotters would just show up, or Batman and Robin would just show up on it.
Sam and Dean.
Yeah.
Well, later on, Sam and Dean, if you're not a Supernatural fan, but they did a crossover, which is great.
Great.
Great. Now, my number two, only Dolly would know about this, the Laugh Olympics, when the entire pantheon of Hanna-Barbera cartoons were put into nation teams, and they would do Olympic-style competitions. The Laugh Olympics were always great.
Oh, I remember that. Is that like,
all the villains were together?
Part of that?
Yeah, if you were a Hanna-Barbera cartoon, you were represented. And the villains teams always lost because they got stuck cheating, and somehow the cheating would backfire on them. So those were always fun. And then my number one, I'm sorry, I mean, I thought it, Voltron, maybe Thundercats was up there, Transformers, but in the end, I had to go with something I still say when anyone says that I didn't know that. I go, well, knowing is half the battle. G.I. Joe!
Oh my
God.
Love it.
G.I. Joe.
Join the army for that cartoon.
Oh, really?
So if I could do an honorable mention, and this is really showing my age. Did any of you ever watch Johnny Quest?
Oh, yeah.
That sounds familiar.
That is so good.
Yeah.
He was the blonde kid, Brown, with the black shirt and the jeans.
And his best friend is...
I don't think that show is appropriate.
Yeah.
Haji. Yeah.
It's not PC. Yeah, it's not PC.
Yeah, it's not PC today, but I used to love the adventures that they would go on.
Oh, yeah. It was a great show, though. Yeah.
I don't remember that at all.
Yeah, you know, like Space Ghost, you know.
But Space
before
Ghost.
They redid it, like, you know, Coast to Coast.
For, like, Adult Swim or whatever.
Yeah. Nice.
Now, honorable
Anybody
mention.
Else want to do honorable mention?
Yeah, I have an honorable mention. I'm only going to do it because it's not childhood, but, Aqua Teen Hunger Force.
That
was
one.
My college years.
Great show.
I love that cartoon.
That one was my junior high years.
That one is a good one, man. Yeah. Aqua Teen Hunger Force.
Meatball.
The French fries.
I just, when he got the belt from Foreigner and he just sing title songs and it would have magical power to come out of it, that's always good.
You're going to go with honorable mentions. You've got to throw South Park in there.
Oh,
because no.
That's my favorite.
Childhood.
That's my favorite now. That's my favorite show now. I love that show.
Yeah, you got to throw that in there, college. Too, if you're going to do honorable mentions.
Yeah.
I graduated from college when that came out.
Well, it was definitely for an older crowd. I wouldn't let my 12-year-old watch that now.
You know, it's funny, though, because my dad wouldn't let me watch Simpsons or South Park. I kind of say
Family Guy.
Yeah, or Family Guy, and then like
I wasn't allowed to watch those either.
And then I watched Simpsons one time, and I was like, "How was I not able to watch this?" Like compared to Family Guy and South Park, it literally is nothing compared to that. I'm like, "There's no."
So as a mom,
yeah.
So as a mom of many kids, this is why parents don't like The Simpsons, is because Bart Simpson makes his parents look dumb all the time, and he is the one that is in control, right?
Yeah.
So I never understood that growing up, and then watching it now as a parent, I just want to punch Bart Simpson into like the next century.
Well, I mean,
like,
Homer
so
chokes.
Disrespectful, and he's such a smartass.
Homer chokes the shit.
Yeah, but it's because the parents look dumb.
Homer chokes.
But I'm just saying it's. Sorry.
No, I got you. I got you.
Because of how the parents are portrayed. It's the same reason, like, you're going to laugh at this. When I was growing up, I was never allowed to watch Ferris Bueller's Day Off.
I don't.
Because he's rebellious.
Oh, yeah. That's
because
wild,
he's rebellious. And my mom thought it was funny until the end when he got away with all of it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So it's just a different perspective.
Yeah, I get that. But I don't know. It's like I never really went against my dad, so it's like, what's he scared of? I think he just thought it was bad. You know, I think a different perspective. My dad just thought it was raunchy and dirty and too adult for kids to watch. But then I watched it, and I'm like, there's literally nothing wrong with The Simpsons compared to South Park, Family Guy. Like,
yeah. Which is why you like anime, because the raunchiness and
oh hell yeah.
Between anime and YouTube, that's it.
Yeah.
All right, that is it for Top Shelf. Let's get our ratings for this beer. Mike, let's have you go first.
I'm going to give this one, again, not an everyday drinker, but I'm going to give this one a solid four and a half.
Nice. Dolly, what about you?
I'm giving it a 4.5, and I would drink this on the beach any day.
Nice. Honer.
Yeah, I'm going to go ahead and give it a 5.
5-star banger!
It's tasty. It's good, dude. It literally tastes like apple juice with a little bit of other flavors in it, a little pawpaw action, you know. I'm really enjoying what's happening in my mouth right now.
Nice. Bruce.
I'm going to give it a 4.25. I really liked it. It's appley. It's got that pawpaw tartness. It says there's blood orange, and I like blood orange. I don't taste it at all, unfortunately. So you might as well not even said that it was
in there.
I don't think I need it. It's really good. Not too sweet, not too dry. I can drink it anytime, and I think I could drink it warm. I think it'd be a good warm cider as well.
Awesome. I'm going to give it a 4. I think it's very tasty and very dangerous, but a good end to our show today with the Cider Patriotic Pawpaw. All right, guys, it's time for the last call.
This last call, what beer are you finishing your night with?
I think we're all unanimous on this one.
No, I don't think it is.
Okay, then what's yours, Bruce? Because I feel like you're not going to be unanimous with us.
Mine's the pastrami on rye.
Oh my God. I'm going to test that. The unreleased.
Edit. I'm just kidding.
The unreleased beer.
The unreleased beer, yeah. No, the ESB. I'm going to go with the ESB. I like having a mellow beer to finish out the night. If we don't have a super hard ABV, that's usually how I like finishing. So if we don't have that as an option, I want the nice mellow beer to get me into that taxi or Uber.
Right. I'm going to go ahead and go with the ESB also.
All right, Mike and Dolly, what do you guys think? What are you ordering last call of the night when you're at the bar?
For today, since we can't talk about the first one, it shall not be mentioned. It will be the cider.
All right. Mike.
Yeah, we're making that a double. I'm going with the cider too. Give me one more. We'll slam it and we'll get in the Uber.
All right. Is it fair to say that was your favorite one of the day?
Yeah.
Yes.
Absolutely.
All right. If you guys could do us a favor.
And
Brian, what is your favorite? What was your last call?
I would do the ESB.
Okay. Nice. So our guest book is the can that is your favorite. So since you both like the same one, we need your autograph on that and send it back to us. We have a wall of cans signed by everyone who's been on the show.
Oh, we can do it.
Perfectly.
All right, and time for your socials and your final promotion. So this is your time to tell the audience out there about the bar book and anything else you're working on or anything else you want to promote, and also give your socials out.
So check us out on the bar book. You can check us out online. The website is thebarbook.co or on Facebook and Instagram at thebarbook. Check us out. See what's coming next. We're on Apple today, and we'll be on Google hopefully by the end of the week. And we're going to keep inventing and building and expanding this app to do everything that you've suggested and wanted to do. It's all about matching the flavor profiles you love with your own flavor profile. And so just keep trying, rating, and telling us what you think, and stay tuned for more from the Bar Book. And thank you guys so much for having us on and letting us do this episode. It's been a blast enjoying all these different cans with you, and we can't wait to send something back.
All right. That's awesome. And thank you. Hopefully we see you soon live and in person at the event.
Oh, yeah, that'd be amazing.
Thank you so much.
Want to thank Mike and Dolly once again from the Bar Book for joining us today. As for us, it is now time for the top 15 cities.
Chicago, Illinois, South Bend, Indiana, Las Vegas, Nevada, Tokyo, Japan, Riverview, Florida, Englewood, Ohio, Frankfurt am Main, Hesse, Germany, Melbourne, Victoria, Australia, Charlotte, North Carolina, Rocky River, Ohio, Wayne, New Jersey, Knox, Indiana, Bayonne, New Jersey, Los Angeles, California, Raleigh, North Carolina, Mahaquin, New Jersey, Manchester, New Hampshire, England, Indianapolis, Indiana, Orlando, Florida, Mesquite, Texas, Niles, Michigan, Silva, North Carolina, Louisville, Kentucky, Mishawaka, Indiana, Dublin, Ireland, Bradenton, Florida, Jordan, New York, Queens, New York, Lansing, Michigan, Berwyn, Illinois, Lyndhurst, New York, Cortland, New York, and finally, Bolivia, North Carolina.
And don't forget, you can buy us a beer for just $5. Click the link in the show notes to become a premium subscriber. We will give you a shout out at least once a month. If you subscribe for 12 months in a row, we will send you a t-shirt. Subscribers really help us continue to bring you the show every week, and it is appreciated to the maximum of appreciated levels.
Who are we appreciating?
This week, we are appreciating Vic Cummings.
Yeah, the great one.
The great one.
Matt Snyder.
Snyder Man.
The second one.
Our mother.
Sylvia Town.
Sylvia Town.
The original greater one.
The greater one.
As for promotion and socials, Honer, what is yours?
I am Honer Creations on Facebook, Instagram, TikTok. I make dumbass videos for dumbass people like me. I'm also the social media guy for Drunken Bud. So if you're talking to us, you're talking to me.
Bruce!
I'm Beer Bandit Bruce on Twitter and Bruce the Beer Bandit on everything else, including Untapped.
And as always, you can find us on all social media platforms. Look for us at Drunken Buds Podcast. That's Instagram, X, Facebook, Threads, and anywhere you find podcasts. Please rate and subscribe to us as it helps us tremendously when people look for us.
Yeah, rate us a 5-star also if you want to.
Rate us a 5-star, please.
Helps us out a lot. All right, so this is Free Find Me 90s Old School Boom Bap Type B Underground Hip Hop by GL at 3XM on YouTube. I'm freezing, I'm deepin', I'm doing all the shit like a heathen. I'm reaping every single thing that I got in the heathen. I'm doing this, I'm in the streets, man, I'm sleeping. Got my sweatpants on, gonna hit you in the bone. Hit you in the fucking balls and I hit you in the head like you motherfucking dead. And you got your little bed and I'm gonna sleep in it when you're gone, cause you ain't gonna use it anymore, motherfucker. I'm in it, I'm in it, I'm in that shit, I'm in it
to win it.
You can find me laying in your bed fast asleep while you're dead on the ground 6 feet deep
under.
And I'm what?
Please drink responsibly. And if you have or know someone in need of help, call the AAC at 1-406-936-3350 to get 24/7 help anonymously.
Stay sexy.
Stay sexy, everyone.